From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, located in San Francisco, is gathering arguments before it makes a decision on President Donald Trump's temporary ban on immigration from seven countries. On Sunday, the court turned down an administration request to overturn a lower court decision to block the ban. Nearly 100 companies, two states, and two former U.S. secretaries of state have filed arguments against the ban. A three-judge panel is expected to rule fairly quickly. Legal analysts say a ruling against the administration would likely mean the case would move to the Supreme Court. A delegation of experts is meeting in Kazakhstan to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the United Nations held their first meeting of the Joint Operational Group. They are discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid. French presidential candidate François Fillon says he will continue his campaign despite media reports that he paid his wife an unjustified salary for 15 years while he was a member of parliament. Claiming his wife was paid fairly for the work she did, Fillon only apologized for the error of judgment in employing his family. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has beheaded four civilians who had accused of spying for the Somali federal government and Jubaland State Administration. The executions took place Sunday in the town of Jamame. The four men are accused of collaborating with authorities on counterterrorism efforts, including drone strikes that targeted the extremist group. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump promised to give the military his full support in a speech to troops at the headquarters of the U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM. CENTCOM is located at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. In a brief speech following lunch with enlisted personnel, Mr. Trump expressed strong support for NATO, saying he only asks that all of the NATO members make what he called their full and proper financial contribution. He also spoke out against the Islamic State group, which he said is on a campaign of genocide across the globe.
We're up against an enemy that celebrates death and totally worships destruction. You've seen that. ISIS is on a campaign of genocide, committing atrocities across the world. Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland.
Mr. Trump received briefings during his visit to CENTCOM, which directs and enables military operations and activities with allies and partners. The White House says President Trump will attend a meeting of NATO leaders in May. The president spoke by phone Sunday with NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg. European Union Foreign Affairs head Federica Mogherini says she plans to hold talks in Washington this week with key members of the Trump administration. She told reporters her main goal is to find ways the EU and the United States can cooperate and work together. She says the important issues for the bloc are climate change, United Nations efficiency, as well as the crisis in Libya and Syria. Israeli forces struck Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip Monday following a Palestinian rocket attack on a border area. Palestinian medical officials report three people wounded in the Israeli attacks. Leading United Nations and humanitarian organizations are calling for an end to female genital mutilation. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
Nearly 200 million girls and women are living with the harmful, traumatic consequences of female genital mutilation. And the United Nations reports an additional 3 million girls, most under the age of 15, continue to be mutilated every year. UN agencies report half of all women and girls have been cut in three countries, Egypt, Ethiopia, and Indonesia. They add the highest prevalence of FGM among girls ages 14 and under is found in Gambia, Mauritania, and Indonesia. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Kremlin is asking the U.S. Fox News Channel for an apology. Fox host Bill O'Reilly recently referred to Russian President Vladimir Putin as a killer. A spokesman called O'Reilly's remarks unacceptable and offensive. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.